Work could start soon on the controversial oil pipelines under the Straits of Mackinac. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy's Line 5 goes right under Lake Michigan. It splits into two pipelines. It was recently announced that the supports that hold the pipeline in place are not in compliance with an easement agreement with the state. Full disclosure here, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been following this story. So, Mark, what's going on with these supports?
Well, the supports are required by an easement that was set way back in 1953 between Enbridge and the state. And that easement basically said the pipeline had to be supported every 75 feet. Now, the lake bed in the at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac is always changing. There are strong currents that run through there, so those can sweep away the sediments, and that can change the shape of the bottom. These days, Enbridge uses these screw-type anchors that go into the bottom of the lake bed. And I saw this process take place 2 years ago when Enbridge was doing this kind of work. And basically, a diver goes down really deep to install them by hand.
1900 left, 1950 right.
Roger, copy that.
Enbridge says they've installed more than 100 of these kinds of anchors, and they want to install 22 more this fall. And they're just basically waiting on the permits from the state and the Army Corps of Engineers to do that work.
You also told us about corrosion on these pipelines earlier this year.
Yeah, after years of asking the company about the actual condition of the pipeline, Enbridge did release some information to the public. So we now know that there's some corrosion inside the pipeline. And there are also these things called mill anomalies. That means in some places the walls of the pipeline are not as thick as they should be. So lately, we've been hearing a change in tone when Enbridge talks about the pipelines. Before, when they talked about it, you would hear them say, the pipelines are in excellent condition. They're like new. But now when you hear them talk, you hear them say, while not perfect, they're still in good condition. I asked Ryan Duffy of Enbridge about this change in tone, and he says there's nothing that's changed from their viewpoint.
You know, I want to be clear. If we ever saw anything that was wrong with it or any problems with Line 5, we wouldn't continue to operate it.
So we're just left to trust Enbridge on that because basically they hold all the cards when it comes to information about the condition of those pipelines.
This summer, the state chose two different contractors to do a couple of independent analyses of the pipelines. What kind of information can we expect from these reports?
Yeah, these reports are going to come out next summer, they say. And one is a risk analysis, and that's just going to look at how much oil might spill from these pipelines and what might happen to the ecology of the lakes if this oil were to get out. And another is to look at alternatives. Where else could we move the oil if we took these pipelines out? This is not going to be any kind of independent verification on the condition of the pipeline now. So it's not an analysis of how likely it is that there will be a spill. It's basically just looking at how well Enbridge can contain a spill if one were to happen. So when you talk to environmental groups, they'll tell you that's one thing that's lacking here. Here's what the National Wildlife Federation's Mike Schreiberg told me.
So there is not, in any significant way, third-party verification going on right now.
Schreiberg says that's why his group is suing the federal government for a lack of independent oversight over these pipelines.
We've been hearing calls for Line 5 to be shut down, but does the state actually have the power to do that?
Well, Michigan has no oversight over oil pipelines that run across the state. That oversight is left up to the federal government. All the state has is this easement. It's a legal contract that allows Enbridge to have the pipelines run through the Great Lakes. A court would have to find that Enbridge was in violation of that easement, and there could be appeals, and the whole process could take a long time. Now, there is a new director in charge of the State Department of Environmental Quality. Her name is Heidi Grether, and she has a confirmation hearing in front of a state Senate committee tomorrow. And I'd be surprised if she was not asked about Line 5 during that committee hearing tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.